come take a look at the rocks over here. It just pulverized the stone on the inside.
It confirms what we came here to prove, didn't it? That we've had a lovely hit smack in the middle, and it smashed it, and it's busted it right through to the bat. So it's quite obvious that if you've got one of these trebuchets, and you've got a castle like this, and you've got plenty of time to shoot it, you're going to knock it into a powder. We can reduce this to rubble.
Intoxicated with success, the timber framers bid adieu to the Highlands. The next morning, Renault is heartened to find that he's not been completely abandoned.
You know, if you put your safety chain on...
Ed Levin and a handful of the Americans have decided to stay on in Scotland to help finish the job.
I'm sure it's good enough.
No, it's linked into the second
what happened?
The biggest concern is whether the throwing arm has been fatally weakened at the point where the main axle passes through it. To avoid stressing the arm, Renault decides to only partially load his counterweight, using 4 tons of sand in the 12-ton capacity box. But there are risks to this approach.
We're all suitably cautious in having the 250-pound sandstone ball end up in the castle wall rather than in the loch or drop down on the machine or any of the other places it has historically been known to go.
Come on, come on, come on.
Nobody knows quite what they're doing, so that's what makes it fun.
A moment of birth.
And terror.
Yeah, well, birth is usually accompanied by terror.
Now we are ready for shoot. It's getting me nervous.
3, 2, 1, fire and all!
The heavy ball and relatively light counterweight result in the missile landing dangerously close to the trebuchet.
Well, yeah, I mean, we knew that there wasn't enough weight in, really, didn't we? It was just an experiment.
The counterweight is not so heavy. We must put 2 bags more, 2 tons.
Of sand?
Yes, of sand, yes.
2 more tons of sand are added.
I don't think there's enough weight for it to go really well yet. This machine wants a lot of weight, 10, 12 tons probably, to make it go properly. Renault thinks if we keep putting little bits in, he might just get there without busting the axle, which is natural, of course, because it's his machine. Fair enough.
We're going to get a good shot.
I'm sure.